This map of major ocean currents shows you the effects of the trade winds. Note that the major currents known as gyres circulate counterclockwise in the southern hemisphere and clockwise in the northern hemisphere. Look at the South Atlantic gyre for a moment. The southeast trade winds push warm water, indicated by red arrows, from Africa west toward South America. When the water reaches the east coast of South America, it is deflected southward due to the Coriolis force set up by the rotation of the Earth. As this water heads to higher latitudes, it cools. This cold water, shown by the blue arrows, then circulates back east and north to replace the water along the west coast of Africa that was pushed westward. These gyres occur in each hemisphere of all the major oceans. Because they influence ocean water temperatures, they have a profound impact on marine communities. Remember from the last lecture that we saw how coral reefs are distributed on the western sides of oceans, coinciding with the buildup of warmer waters there. It's important to know that since the gyres are powered largely by wind, they are surface currents that move only the top few hundred meters of ocean water.